Tamil Nadu, accountancy teacher Christudos, who took sexology class, held under POCSO Act. Police arrested government higher secondary teacher Christudos following charges of taking class on sexology under POCSO Act. He was taking class for 11th and 12th student at the government higher secondary school at Thingal Sandai near Eraniyal in Kanyakumari district. More than 1,500 students of both sexes are studying in the school. It has classes from 1 to 12th. Girl students have complained to the police about the accountancy teacher Christudos using sexy obscene words, double entendre, detailing loving-making acts explicitly in classroom. When questioned, "We are being threatened and locked in the classroom. They told our parents that he was taking class and it was related to the subject. Accountancy and sexology are two different subjects altogether," says student Shruti in her complaint. "The teacher was habitual offender and was earlier suspended for the same crime," says a parent. The parents held siege of the hum room and argued with him to take action against the teacher. When the protests by parents gained momentum, the Thakkalai district educational officer M. Perumal conducted an inquiry with Christudos sans action. Enraged parents met the SP and lodged a complaint. Now the police arrested him under POCSO Act. Charles. In another incident, caretaker of home for orphaned children at Vayalur near Kalpakkam, Charles, 58, was arrested for sexually assaulting a minor girl and impregnating her. She gave birth to a child in 2021. He left the girl and the baby under care of a woman in Rajamangaling and went underground. Based on a complaint, police booked a case and were looking for him. Police found him at a hotel in Koyambedu bus terminal and arrested him. In July last, based on many allegations, the Tamil Nadu police have filed a POCSO Act charge against Albert Abraham, a teacher at the CSI hearing impaired higher secondary school in Manamadurai district Shivaganga. He is accused of sexually abusing his differently abled girl students for 10 years. In May this year, 49-year-old Joseph Raja serves as a pastor in a church in Meledipatti, Rajapalayam, was booked for sexually abusing a mentally challenged 14-year-old mentally challenged girl in Tamil Nadu. The girl had gone to the church in search of her mother when the pastor committed the heinous act. He has been booked under POCSO as the girl is a minor and arrested by the police. A special court handling cases registered under the POCSO sentenced 75-year-old A. Anwar Bashir, a metal utensils trader, to 20 years rigorous imprisonment on charges of sexually assault a 13-year girl and impregnating her near Ranipet. He enticed the minor girl by offering sweets and snacks and kidnapped her to a secluded place and sexually assaulted her on several occasions. When the girl told her mother of a severe stomach pain, she took her to a doctor who on checking said the girl was pregnant. The girl told her mother that Bashir had sexually assaulted her several times. TN girls and their parents are worried over how to escape from the clutches of love jihad, aged Muslim men, perverts, predators camouflaging as pedagogues, priests, pedophiles, powerful politicians, peddlers of narcotics, sex maniacs and other sexual assaulters. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.